The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Hope you're having a warm, warm summer here in Hawaii. As you know, the volcano is going off, which is unfortunate for the people living out there. But I think Pele is going to do what she wants to do there and create more of the Big Island, make it bigger. Anyway, we're here every Saturday, 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. I am Percy Ihara, your host, also publisher of the Generations Magazine. As you know, you can go to our website, generations808.com, and watch, go and read all our past issues, even for the first one with my buddy Kirk Matthews, who unfortunately has passed on with us. Anyway, we have our Generations TV on Oceanic Cable Spectrum. Watch that almost every day now. I always tell people the best days is Wednesdays, 7:30, or Monday, 5:30. The rest of the week is during the daytime. But check that out. We have some great stories. Otherwise, as our website will go to you, has all our past radio and TV shows. You can look at all of them and enjoy yourself there. It's a great bunch of resources there for everybody. So anyway, as you guys know, we feature products, services, nonprofits, agencies around the state. And I saw this product, maybe 2 years ago, and I went, wow, this is very interesting. I didn't know what to think of it at first, but then I really looked at the functionality of it and the importance of having it. And it's a unique product that I think it's only one of its kind, by the way. So we have Leslie Wong here from Free to Go Mobility Products. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thank you very much, Percy.
And so you have created this product. You're the inventor of the product?
I am the inventor, yes, of the product. It is called the Free to Go Rollator, and it is the first product to combine bathroom safety and mobility. May seem a little bit strange.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that.
Like I said, I mean, when I first saw this, it is strange. I have to be honest with you. Most people giggle a little bit. And then you look at the realism of life for people that have incontinence or even to have people having trouble sitting down, because everybody has to go at some point.
Exactly.
And it's just interesting. And can you give us a little bit of background on yourself? Because you're not a medical field.
My background is actually commercial real estate, many, many years in commercial real estate and financial services. And I am just a daughter that was looking for a product for her mom. My mom has a muscle deterioration disease and has difficulty sitting and lifting. And if the seat is too low, she does not have the strength to lift herself up. And so she...
And that's a common problem, isn't it?
It is becoming...
People don't understand that. I mean, when I first got in this business 15, 16 years ago, I didn't either until I started talking to more of my clients, and they said that's an issue. I know recently a family member had a problem getting out of the car.
Yes, exactly.
Because it was low enough, which, you know, if you have an adult, senior, or anybody has mobility issues, the car, whatever you sit on has to be lower.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get out of the seat,
that's a lot of strain on that body. And
yes,
if you're already having mobility issues or you know, you've got these challenges to try and stabilize yourself when you're trying to stand, it's very, very difficult. And, you know, there's the risk of falling.
Huge risk of falling.
Yes. And then that's the whole other issue, which we'll get into as well. But for my mom, she uses a commode over her toilet at home because she needs that additional height.
And most people probably do, right?
Right, exactly. And it's not even an aging thing necessarily.
Yes.
My father-in-law is 96 years old and has no difficulty whatsoever with sitting.
Father-in-law is 96. Wow.
And just in May. And you know, so it's not an age thing, but it could be any type of illness. It could be, muscular dystrophy, MS, Parkinson's. It could be obesity. So the reasons for the challenged mobility is not always an age thing. But in my mom's case, she needed that extra height and that frame close to her body for sitting and lifting when she was getting off the toilet. And she was fine at home. But when she would go out, she could not lift herself off of a toilet, whether it be in someone's home because it was too low.
Most toilets are pretty low.
They're very low because they're going more for the aesthetic than the you know, practicality.
Well, they don't think about it. I really don't think.
Exactly. And I didn't think about this stuff until...
But now think about it. I don't know if they make... Do they make tall toilets?
Well, they do have ADA ones, which are...
I just thought about it. Why would
I know my toilet height.
They just build the toilet taller.
Yeah, they do have ADA, and they go anywhere from 17 to 19 inches, if you ever want to check that out. Oh. But it's very uncommon to find one 19 inches. So people using an elevated toilet seat at home, you know, the kind that attaches to your toilet, it's giving them that extra height, maybe to 22
2 inches makes that much of a difference?
So they could be... So a standard toilet is 14 inches.
Oh, really?
14. And so anyways, when you know people have this feeling that, oh, an ADA-compliant toilet in a public restroom will solve this problem for these individuals that are using toilet safety products at home. But that's a huge misconception because those are designed for someone that's that is transferring from a wheelchair and they're just sliding over, where someone with standing with a rolling walker, they're called rollators, it's still not going to be the right height. Or those grab bars are going to be awkward. They're not going to help them when they're, you know, sitting and lifting. They need that support right next to their body. And
So let me back up. So the ADA compliant height for a toilet is how high?
17 to 19 inches.
17
it's very 19. Rare to find 19 inches.
Really? I'm going to go check it out. Unfortunately, I got to carry a little, what do you call it?
No. After, I used to use a tape measure, but as I was measuring toilets all throughout California, I decided that I didn't really want the tape measure going, you know, you're measuring toilets in a public bathroom.
You don't want to carry the tape measure in your pocket,
right? I just do it on my leg. I would say, okay, this is about where my calf is.
Oh, okay.
You find that that's
I'm going to measure my leg today when I go to the bathroom
Oh, it's about my calf. Okay, that's about
I never thought about
inches.
That. You know, people that don't have mobility issues don't
think about
this.
You don't think about it at all. And I never thought about this until my mom was faced with these challenges. And I found that she started turning – my mom's very social, and she's Italian, and she likes to be with people and you know, going out and socializing and all. And I noticed that she was turning down invitations. And she was embarrassed.
Turning down invitations to go out.
Yes, which is very rare for my mom. But what was happening is she was embarrassed, and none of her friends had – these same issues is, you know, but my mom at the time was only in her late 60s, maybe 70 when this all started.
Interesting.
And so it's not, she wasn't old and she wasn't ready to stay home, you know, but she didn't want to talk about it because she didn't want to talk bathroom talk and talk, you know, say, oh, well, what if I get stuck on the toilet? But so she would go out to dinner with her friends or do things with us, but she would not eat. She would not even take a sip of water while she was out because what if that intake made her need to use the toilet?
Well, don't they have Depends?
Is diapers? That good enough for your mom?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a precaution.
That's a
those are for precautionary reasons.
How
there's a reason why we're potty trained.
Conversation, by the way.
Usually,
Mom, can I buy another box of Depends?
No. Usually moms will talk to their daughters about this stuff before they do with their sons.
But
this was another thing, and we'll get to the Depends thing in a minute too. But she wanted to still maintain that social, you know, interaction, but she would not eat or drink when she was out and for fear that she had to use the bathroom. And I said, there's got to be something that's portable. You've got to be, I mean, if they've got this stuff designed for home use, they've got to have something. And the only option was a diaper. And I thought, you know, this just isn't good enough for my mom. There's a reason why we're potty trained. Those Depends and any other brand are ideal for, you know, precautionary reasons. But that is not how you relieve yourself when you're in public. I mean, the humiliation of wondering if there's an odor or the fact that you're sitting there at the dinner table or something and you're like, you know, you've relieved yourself and you're trying not to think about it, but and still maintain that conversation.
Right.
There's just so much going on in that person's brain that is so negative and harmful, I think. And I kept thinking, there's got to be more. And there had to be. And I was searching and searching, thank God for Google, because I had a day job and I had a family and I had no other time to research this stuff. but to go on my computer in the middle of the night and search Google and or do Google searches. Good thing I also lived in Santa Clara, Silicon Valley.
Well, they have a lot. They actually have a group that meets monthly over there.
Exactly. And so anyways, I found that there was every manufacturer was designing the same products or offering the same products for, but they were all for in-home use. They attached to the home toilet.
What do you call that?
Stupid. So, not in, the opposite of innovative. So anyways, I was, you know, searching for toilet safety products that were portable. There was nothing. But as I kept searching, what I was originally looking for was stuff for seniors. But then I started looking at people with illnesses. Who is using this type of product? Mm. Who requires bathroom safety products? And then I started getting into the numbers of the people that have, you know, MS or Parkinson's or obesity. And it's not, you know, a California thing. It's a worldwide thing. I mean, we have aging population increases everywhere. And so I just realized that the manufacturers of durable medical equipment were missing the boat, and it wasn't acceptable. And I wasn't going to let my mom go out in public and, you know, feel that that was the best we had to offer was a Depends, you know. And so I developed the free-to-go Rollator.
Wow, that's a great story. We got to get you on Shark Tank.
Do you know how many times I hear that a day? Which is great. Let's get on.
That's one of my favorite shows to watch.
Mine too.
And,
mine too.
I've always thought about what can I do to create something that would be potentially used. And your story is great. And that's how a lot of inventors come about. They're not in that business. They're not in the medical field.
Right.
But you're finding a solution to an issue. And it's a very touchy issue. So anyway, if you just tuned us in and heard us talk about bathroom talk, we're talking about toilet safety at home and beyond with Leslie Wong from Free to Go Mobility products. And actually, if you go to our website, free2go2gomobility.com, you can see the product there. And actually, you have videos.
I do have videos.
On how to use?
Yes, exactly. There's a couple different videos. They are not scripted. We are not actresses. They are not commercials. They're real stories. And I'm just talking. My mom is actually in one of them. And I think that that's the most touching one because everyone that has a parent or know someone with mobility issues,
right?
Check this out.
So, yeah, as you guys know, a lot of our baby boomers listen to the show and watch our TV show. It's amazing how many people come up to you almost every day. They love what they see, what they hear, and it solves a problem. And it's the only one in the country.
The only one manufactured.
So for people listening, visually, can you describe the product itself?
Yes, it's a 3-in-1 product, and it combines the benefits of a raised toilet seat, a toilet safety frame, and a rolling walker. So what I've done is redesigned a rolling walker, which is called a Rollator, to it incorporates the commode seat underneath that
just
standard.
The seat.
Yeah, it's just the seat, which is under the black padded seat. So if you were to look at it, it would look just like your regular rolling walker, Rollator.
With the tennis balls on the bottom.
No, those are usually the little aluminum cheap.
Oh, that's
ones. These are the nicest. Mine has nice 8-inch wheels. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh.
And,
but the balls are
that's like on those other kind of walkers.
That's what I always see.
Yeah, this one is just like your regular rolling walker, Rollator, and with the black padded seat. And it has great brakes. And so what you do is you roll it, you know, just walk into a restroom, you roll it over any height toilet, set the brakes, lift up that padded seat, and it exposes the commode seat. So you've got your raised toilet seat feature right there because you're sitting higher, and you've got the frame of the Rollator, which acts as your toilet safety frame. So that helps you with sitting and lifting because the frame is right next to your body. And there's also a pouch on the underside of the padded seat for
extra toilet paper.
No, for cleaning wipes to keep the unit clean after use. And it also is big enough to hold a Depends. So if you needed to store an extra Depends there, you could.
Oh,
and then when you're done, you release the brakes, put the padded seat back down, and then you walk out. No one needs to know that you have toileting issues.
You know, I'm looking at this picture, and you can't see the toilet seat.
You can't see it. No.
What's it mean? I was thinking to myself, going to the restaurant and looking, you walking in with your little
and you have to keep the seat
stroller,
down.
Rollator, and you can see the toilet seat. That's going to be kind of embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing. People have to realize what this is used for, and they have to take, you know, be responsible. Put the seat down. Make sure it's clean at all times.
But you can't see the toilet seat.
You can't see it. And people have asked me, well, why didn't you attach a bucket to it? A commode actually has a bucket where if you were to use a bedside. And I said, because people would think that they could go out with that bucket attached. And that would be a problem.
That might be a problem.
You know, you kind of have to think things through and go, no. Because my whole philosophy with my company, Free to Go Mobility, is to offer the people the same products that they're using at home, but modify them for use outside the home. I want people to be free to go. And that's just really, really important to me, that you get out, you live life to the fullest as you can at this point, you know, because there will come a time that you may not be able to leave home. But while you can, you get out.
Yeah. So that's why we call the show Toilet Safety at Home and Beyond. And when you say beyond, because aging in place is really something that people want to do independently, but they still want to go out.
Correct.
Right? And so you had some statistics with me, which very interesting. It's nearly 50 million adults over 65.
Yes.
50 million?
Yes. And it's growing. I mean, it's constantly changing and increasing.
It's like 10,000 per day.
That's a lot.
Turning 65 or 62. But it falls is huge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you have your National Institute on Aging reports that 1 in 3 of these teens will fall each year. And I know for a fact the older you get, it's going to be 50% and 70% chance you're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a scary thought.
It is. It's very scary. And then most of these falls are occurring in the bathroom. And the thing is we're seeing aging in place products. You've got your lift chairs. You've got your stair lifts, and you've got all kinds of, you know, walk-in showers and tubs or walk-in tubs.
Handlebars.
But no, and again, you have these toilet attachments, you know, raised toilet seat, toilet safety frame. But again, we've got to keep it out. What I don't understand is why there isn't more of a focus on bathroom-related products. And of the numbers that you just mentioned, 80% are falling in the bathroom, and 25% have a chance of dying within 6 to 12 months if those falls result in breaking a hip. And that is just unacceptable to me. And it's like, I think that
they call it durable goods field.
Yeah, durable medical equipment. Yeah. Yes,
they really need to be forth. You're before your time, Leslie, and what you created here is really much needed. But when you look at the practicality of it and the normalcy that people are going to fall, and in the bathroom, everything is hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get hurt in the bathroom, even though they may have handlebars. But it's just something that I think, I mean, I hear about stories almost every week. I just heard one early this week, where my friend's mother took a header, hit her head, and her face was all black and blue. I remember two years ago, when I went for physical therapy on my shoulder after I had surgery. When I walked in my friend's office, my first day of physical therapy, sitting right next to me was about an 85-year-old senior, one whole face, side of her face, black and blue. I felt so sorry for her. And that must have hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in your face. And
I don't think they ever recover from that type of a fall. You know, those fears just grow and really almost become kind of crippling in a way. And I've seen this with my mom when she fell one time in the bathroom and broke her foot. And there's always this fear that continues. It's just, will I fall again? Because if I go down, I'm not getting back up. You know, I could have a broken hip. And then they just never fully recover from something like that, you know? Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, going to the bathroom is a daily thing. It's a basic part of life.
I know. And I never thought I would be talking about it so passionately ever.
You are passionate. I've got to tell you that.
I love it now.
But when you designed this, did you have an engineering background or
no? No medical or engineering background. I basically just went to
toilets.
I measured all these toilets. I went and I bought a rollator and I took it to a machine shop, and I knew that I needed to modify the frame so that it would roll over a toilet.
So it fit just over it?
Yes, because some of them have a crossbar between the two front legs that would prevent it from rolling. So I needed to have that removed, but I also knew that I needed to reinforce, I needed to move that support. And so it's actually designed underneath that commode seat. It's actually kind of a omega shaped bar, very sturdy. It's quite nice, actually. I just had to modify the frame a little bit. And then I went to like Joann Fabrics, and I made a padded seat, and I kind of did things that it didn't work at all, because I had taken some bars off. So I just propped it in a way that I could take some pictures of it. And I had already filed my provisional patent. So what I did is I put a sell sheet together, and like I said, it was very cheesy. It was not ideal in any way whatsoever. It doesn't even really look like this one, the finished product. I mean, it resembles, but I took it around, and I had to start getting feedback from people. You know, I met with people at senior centers. I met with physicians. I met with OTs and PTs and anyone that would listen, basically, you know, friends, and said, what do you think of this? And I started talking to different manufacturers of durable medical equipment, specifically rollators, and hoping to do a licensing deal. And at the time, the economy was horrible, and no one wanted to.
How many years ago did you start this project?
This was in 2007.
Wow!
So, yeah,
7 and 8 were pretty bad.
Yeah, and it took 10 years to bring the product to market.
Wow.
But initially, I was hoping, because I knew nothing about manufacturing, I was not in the medical field, engineering, or manufacturing, So I was hoping to license it. None of the manufacturers that I spoke with were on board. But I did talk with one company. It was Roscoe Medical. They're now owned by, or now the parent company is Compass Health Brands. And they said, we're listening. What do you want to do? And so I actually hired them. I used their rollator frame, and we modified it to work with my my patents. And they manufactured it for me. And they came on as a distributor as well.
You have a patent for it too.
Pardon?
So you have a patent for this?
Yeah, U.S. and Japan. It's patented in U.S. and Japan. And
you have to get China. Can you get China too? A little harder.
I think it might be a little harder.
Yeah, they might make duplicates of this. Yeah,
exactly. So
So what did you do? Did you go ask your friends? Can you go take this in the bathroom and see if it works?
Yeah. I actually had some prototypes made. And so then we kind of worked with that a little bit. One time my son was having some back problems. He was probably about 16, and he was having trouble like sitting and lifting and all this, and he's never had back problems. So I said, well, here's one of my samples. You can take this. And he said, wow, that really helped. Or people that have had surgery, hip replacement surgery. I've had people use it, and just again taking that strain off their body is just so important. And it's funny, because I think back about, you know, bringing this product to market and being so naive about the time and the cost, and but I knew it had to be done, and so I was willing to, and I had family members that were willing to help, you know, help me during with some of the financial aspect of it.
So how tall is actually the seat then?
So this is at 23 inches.
23 inches. So make sure it goes over any toilet.
Yes, exactly.
I see. And so can we talk about cost at all?
Sure.
Where do you get the product? I know locally in Hawaii, you get it only one place so far.
Right now.
Hopefully more.
Yes. Dotterman's does have it.
On King Street.
Yes. And it is also being sold through the Performance Health catalog, which a lot of the OTs and rehab professionals used to be Salmons Preston and Patterson, but they combined and are now Performance Health. And I have sold quite a few in Hawaii, and I'm very excited, both to individuals that have just contacted me through my own website or have gone through, catalogs and
what about Amazon? Is it on Amazon?
It is on Amazon. It's also sold through consumer catalogs and various online retailers. I do not sell on my own website, mainly because I don't want to compete with my retailers. I think that would be kind of rude.
So your mom uses it on a daily basis when she goes out? Does she go out more now?
Yes. And it has just changed her life. And I have had such fantastic testimony or comments, feedback. I've got some great testimonials on my website. I encourage people to take a look at those. I am constantly receiving comments from people, men that have bought it for their wives. And they say, you know what, I used to have to take my wife in the bathroom. And that was embarrassing for both of us. And someone would always walk in. And he said, no one was comfortable with this. But I had to get my wife off the toilet safely, right? And I said, your wife doesn't want you there. And he said, and I didn't want to be there. But you do what you have to do, whether it be a daughter or son doing it for their mother or father. You do what you have to do. And this gives them both the user and the spouse, caregiver, whatever, the independence and privacy that we deserve, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And
if you're just tuning in, we're going to take a short break. If you just tuned in, we're talking about going to the bathroom. Going to the toilet. But we're going to go a little farther than that because a lot of time when you have mobility issues, you have to go to the bathroom. You're outside the home at a restaurant or a friend's house. How do you go to the bathroom? It may be hard to get on and get off. So Leslie Wong here from Free2Go Mobility Products has created the what do you call it?
Free2Go Rollator.
Free2Go Rollator. Anyway,
yes.
We're going to take a short break. Please come back because this is a very interesting thing. And if you don't think about it today, you need to think about the future. And anybody has an older parent that might have some mobility and incontinence, I guess, mm-hmm. issue, should listen in. So I'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar, there's just one place to play.
Let's party at the
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Bet you find it at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. 591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We don't play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And so welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy, your host here and a publisher of Generations Magazine, also executive producer of Generations TV on Oceanic Spectrum Cable. Now all those shows that you love on Oceanic Cable Spectrum is on Channel 16 now. For whatever reason it was on Channel 12 for many years, but when Spectrum took over, they wanted all the shows back on OC 16, Channel 16, because it was kind of weird saying OC 16, but we're on Channel 12. Anyway, they're all on Channel 16, Oceanic Cable, or 1016. So check out our TV show, great segments on seniors and nonprofits and agencies. And you can go to our website, generations808.com, to view all our past shows and all our past radio shows. And like this one will be up in about a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks on our website. As well, our June-July issue of Generations Magazine is out on the newsstands. And please do the newest distribution point is the Times Pharmacy. Every Times Pharmacy on Oahu will have a rack in the corner where you pick up your meds, and you'll see all the magazines in the rack there. In fact, I got an email from somebody last night saying, I was at the Times Pharmacy, and there you are. We're right there. So it's a great partnership with Times Pharmacy, and they love the magazine, and I have to really thank them. Don't forget the YMCA, Big City Diner, all the state libraries is probably one of the easiest places to find them because that's where they're at. And we're statewide, even in Lanai, Molokai, we have at the state library, and of course, the University of Hawaii. So check that out. On the cover is two longtime friends of mine. We're talking about school pride in Hawaii. It's the high school, not the college. and what high school you went to. We went to Mid-Pacific. And you talk about school pride. And I'll tell you, if you went to Mid-Pacific from like 1970 to about, probably around 2000, you know Auntie Dottie Kroll. She was the head administrator for 40 years. And then the other person is Galen Naramatsu, who is Mr. Mid-Pac, who does newsletter for alumni, former past alumni president like myself, and still participates in their alumni golf tournament and the Pa'ina events. So we always try to recommend you give back to school, participate in reunions. It's so much fun. Have you been to one of yours, Leslie?
I just went to mine.
Don't worry, I'm going to my 40th next month.
Okay, mine was my 40th. Went to my 40th in October, and it was really fun. It was great. In fact, we decided we're having another one in September.
Wow, good for you.
But I'm going to be gone. I won't be attending that one because I actually, aside from working on Free to Go Mobility, and I'm going to let you get back to your thing, but I also do dementia-friendly travel and senior-friendly travel with a group of individuals that we put these trips together. We're going to Alaska.
Wow.
Yes. So we'll talk about that.
That's one of the things we want to do this next year is do a Generations magazine road trip. I'm trying to get somebody to take us to Japan.
That'd be
because
nice.
The exchange rate's pretty good, and I love sushi and sashimi. We have some right here for you to take home. I brought some. But travel is something that we want to get people outside the house.
Absolutely.
We love to go to Vegas, thanks to Vacations Hawaii California Hotel. I'm going next month in a few weeks. And again, in October, to play a national softball tournament, by the way. But the magazine is great, and we want to get people to get out the house and get back to the community. But some great stories in the magazine, and check it out because it's one of the better issues that we've done. And I really appreciate Auntie Dottie and Galen for appearing on the cover of our magazine and their stories. So anyway, we're talking about a sensitive subject, I guess you can say. Not really, not in our conversation, but for most people, it's very sensitive.
It is.
So talk about going to the toilet and wearing Depends. And and you brought up a very good point earlier, Leslie, about when you ask a senior to go out to dinner or come over to the house, they will decline that quite a bit.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And they don't. And they, in my mom's case, she was embarrassed because she didn't want to seem rude by not accepting invitations, or if she were at a, say, at a wedding reception and she didn't eat the food because she was afraid it would cause her to have to use the toilet, and not being able to because it was too low and didn't offer the support for sitting and lifting, she would feel that people thought she didn't like the food that was being served. Or that she was too picky.
I've never thought about that.
Yes. And so she was embarrassed. So she, instead of hurting someone's feelings or coming across, rude or whatever, she would just not go because she didn't want to insult anyone. And where inside she was going through all this turmoil about if she did go, how would she go to the bathroom? You know, if she, it was really creating and causing a lot of havoc and depression and anxieties every time she would leave the home. She would, you know, can we go for, it was very limiting as to how long we could be away from home. And there was no spontaneity. And she couldn't just get in the car and go. If she was going to go out one afternoon, she had to stop eating or drinking either the day before or typically the day before. So it had to be planned out. And then again, the time frame was so limited that we could be out. We used to love to go to the theater in San Francisco and do all of these things and maybe go, you know, make it a whole day or evening thing with, you know, going to a restaurant for lunch or dinner and having a, you know, maybe champagne during intermission. But that was all gone.
And
you don't realize until you're faced with it like I was, that this is what's going on with so many individuals. And it's not until people start talking about it. And I'm talking with you two here in the studio today. And the more you talk about it, the more people go, you know, I know someone.
It makes so much sense.
Yes. You know? And they're like, oh, you know, maybe this could work for someone that I know that's, you know, having mobility issues. Or you had mentioned earlier, maybe you wouldn't know if your mom needed this my type of product, which is the Free to Go Rollator. And oftentimes the son doesn't know, the mom may confide more in the daughter, or the daughter is going to be picking up clues and saying, well, mom, how come you're not doing this anymore? Or she sees that mom had ordered a toilet safety product on Amazon, and it's now in the bathroom, but it wasn't there, you know, a week ago. And you kind of go, maybe something's going on here. Maybe mom's got more diapers, you know, in stock or something. And it's just kind of being aware of, you know, and again, it's not necessarily an aging parent or grandmother or whatever. It's someone that has reduced mobility for whatever reason, whether it be, you know, disease-related, Parkinson's, MS, muscular dystrophy, or obesity. And there's just, or just recuperation from, you know, hip replacement surgery, or, and it's not an age thing. It could be anything. So I think it's just a matter of really watching the individuals and their lifestyle changes and kind of, you know, my mom shares her story on my website. There's a video, the freetogomobility.com website. There's a video of my mom. She talks about how she could not leave home and what it was doing to her. And it's just a short little clip, but it's something that I think people should watch. And, you know, it's, again, not scripted. It's her story. And I think that, you know, people need to really realize that they're, if toilet safety products are being used at home, they need, these individuals need to be able to safely use a toilet in any environment, at home and beyond. So my goal is to provide them with the tools they need.
Well, especially to get out. That's why I like the name, Free to Go Mobility.
Yes.
I'm on your website, and I think if you get a chance, if you see a change in your parent or your loved one lifestyle, that's really the key. Because I've been involved with aging 15, going on 16 years now. And I'll be honest with you, it really hasn't crossed my mind much until you started bringing these issues up. And I do see times where people do not want to go out. And I think, well, maybe they can't afford it or they can't reciprocate. But that's another good reason why.
Right, right. And I think that, and I know because we're talking on the radio and you cannot maybe visualize my product, people that use the rollators or rolling walkers you see everywhere.
Yes.
People that use those are more often than not using some type of a toileting aid at home. So whether it be a raised toilet seat, toilet safety frame, or even maybe a commode placed over their toilet. Mm-hmm. If they're using those at home, again, they're going to need that support wherever.
Outside the home.
And they need something that's portable, and they need something that's discreet, and they need to regain their mobility, their confidence, and dignity. So,
well, a mobility issue is, but I like the discreet part because when I looked at this product, I never saw the seat. And then when I saw the picture with the seat, I say, that's really weird, walking down the street with a commode seat on top. But it covers
it. You need
seat,
to put the cover
the
down.
Seat covers it.
Yes, it does. It does. And it's something that you don't need to, you know, talk about. Your friends don't need to know that you have toileting issues. If you're using the Free to Go Rollator, you're not going to be drawing attention to the commode aspect of it. It's just discreetly incorporated into that. Percy and I were talking earlier about some special stories. And one of my very first customers contacted me. We had just launched the product, and she lives in New South Wales, Australia. And her nephew actually found my product. And at the time, I always cry a little bit over the story. Kathy was 54 years old, and she has a muscle wasting disease similar to what my mom has. Now, my mom is a little bit older, right? She's, at the time, was in her late 60s when I developed this product. But Kathy was 54 years old, and she could no longer leave her home without taking her commode with her. Well, who wants to do that, right? And she loved going on scrapbooking retreats. That was a big thing for her. And she could no longer do that because how was she going to use the restroom when she, you know, left home? And so she was becoming homebound at 54 years old.
Wow. That's
at 54 years old. Well, you know that people are living well into their 90s now.
Yes.
What kind of life would Kathy have had if she could no longer leave her home starting at 54 years old? And anyways, of course, she purchased a Free to Go Rollator. We've kept in touch. And the minute her Rollator arrived in Australia, she made three reservations to scrapbooking retreats throughout, you know, various parts of her her area in Australia, and said that it completely transformed her life. It gave her independence back. So it's really cool. And I cry every time I tell the story.
Well, it's life-changing,
what would her life have been like? And it is life-changing. And that is something that I hear constantly from customers from that have purchased the Free2Go Rollator. And I have been doing some Facebook ads to really get the word out, because I didn't realize when I launched this product what was involved. I thought, sure, the distributors are going to sell it to the home medical equipment stores. Slam dunk. They sell bathroom safety products as it is. This is just an upsell for them, right? They should very clearly say, geez, I would love to sell you this raised toilet seat, etc., for your home, but do you mind if I ask what you're doing when you leave home? And maybe they say, I'm not. Well, then we need to change that. That's their job, to provide the tools, in my opinion. Now, maybe I'm
naive. Not upselling
here,
it's just basically
common sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, have you ever used a public toilet?
Yeah. And almost, they're a little bit dirty.
Almost everybody has.
Yes.
Oh, they're always dirty.
Yes.
I mean, that's why they sell that little plastic.
The thing that doesn't work.
The toilet paper thing you put down.
It does not work. It's never when you go to sit down.
Yeah, they started selling it, 20 years ago? I kind of laughed like that. The first time I saw it, I pulled that little sheer paper, thin-ass paper, and trying to put it over the seat. When you sit on it, It never fits perfect.
Well, it's never there when I go. It's already gone into the toilet when I go.
But I mean, that was the.
Did
one
you think
of the,
you would have this much fun talking toilets?
I'll tell you one. The silliest little things that I ever saw was that little sheer piece of paper thing that you had to use in the toilet. You know, guys are different. Guys are like, oh, damn, I gotta go. We're just gonna wing it, or just don't even sit on the toilet. You know, but it's so true. But it's so life changing.
It is, and actually, I have. You know, one of the best features of this product is that it is hygienic. So even if you don't have issues with sitting and lifting, my 96-year-old father-in-law does not. He still has the strength in his limbs, so he's fine. But to be able to have your own toilet seat with you, you know, is a nice feature as well. It's hygienic. Again, there are rules. You need to keep it clean. You know, you've got responsibility. Take responsibility there. But it's kind of like the Cadillac version. You know what I mean? You don't have to go sit on some disgusting toilet. And there was...
Well, you just mentioned you can buy your own toilet seat.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You can put pictures on it. You can put your name on it. You know,
doll it up.
Yeah.
What I love about... I just didn't realize when I was launching this product that I needed to get to the consumer, and I needed to find a way to, they needed to know about it. And so I recently moved in with my mom because she's had some health issues, and I was concerned about my business, you know, and not having the time to focus on it like I had. And I decided to run some Facebook ads, and I put a picture, like a little sell sheet on my, you know, on my Facebook page, and put a little bit of money behind it, not much. And the response was overwhelming. I had close to 2,000 shares.
Wow.
Shares. Now, that means people are paying attention, right? That they know that someone could benefit from this, the Free2Go Rollator. And 22,000 comments. You know,
22,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, not on the comments, but on the views and everything. Mm-hmm. But what was most important to me was the feedback. It allowed me to get
good feedback.
You know, people were responding, saying, if my mom had just had this, what a difference it would have made in her life. You know, God bless you. Amen. You know, thank you for doing this. Thank you. And it's just like, it makes you feel like, pretty darn good, you know. Gets you kind of all teary sometimes because the response is like the people are out there. They just need to know that the Free2Go Rollator can, you know, improve the quality of someone's life. And it's just getting the word out that's so important. And it's the physical therapists and the occupational therapists and, you know, the people that are dealing with these individuals that have, mobility challenges. It's saying, you know, knowing that this product is available and finding a way to keep them independent and mobile and just living life as best they can, you know.
Well, I think it's so important, not only for seniors, but people have ALS, MS,
yes,
Parkinson's.
Yes.
Because I had a personal friend of mine that I went to school with. He got Parkinson's at the age of about maybe about 40. I mean, I was shocked to hear that story. And
so young.
But he's still alive and he's still active. He can't work anymore, but he's still active. And I see him every once in a while. I'll probably see him next month at every reunion. But it's an amazing story. It's on Amazon. It's on your Facebook page. Well, you can't sell on a Facebook page.
Right.
Amazon.
There are various online retailers. All good.
Dollar Medical here on King Street. So
yes.
Actually, you know, about 4 months ago, my dad called me up and said, you know, a lot of people are in the aging field. I got to get a scooter. And I said, for who? And he goes, for your mom. My mom has a scooter now. So what I go down to Donovan Medical and checked out the scooters, and I was astounded about how many different types of scooters there are. I mean,
they're pretty fancy.
I would tell you that at least probably 20 different types of scooters on the marketplace, at least.
Mm-hmm.
He found one online. They had one as well, but he finally bought a scooter that comes in three parts, the steering wheel, the body of it, and the heaviest thing on a scooter, any kind of scooter, is the battery.
Uh-huh, that's right.
It's about 40, 45 pounds, and you take it everywhere.
Great.
So my mom did bypass the walker and the cane. She didn't want to deal with that. She just went straight to scooter. it's amazing. But I should show her this product. Hopefully, are you going to be at a senior fair this year? You're trying to get back
there? I would love to come back for that, so we'll see.
Well, that's September 21, 22, 23, I believe, this year.
I'll be on my Alaskan cruise, my dementia-friendly, senior-friendly.
Oh, is that full already?
No, but if they come to my website, I will share some information.
Mobility.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
It's on there?
Yes, it's not on there right now, but I have it on my Elite Cruises and Vacations website. Does have the advertising, but I'll put it on my website. I work with a team of individuals that it's just fantastic. We just got back from a New England coast trip. That was a dementia-friendly cruise. We're doing senior-friendly in January to the Caribbean and two dementia-friendly. Alaska.
Well, just send it to us. We'll put it on our
September
website.
And November, we're going to Panama Canal.
It's
amazing, amazing.
Well, we got to put it on our website and get the seniors out there. But anyway, so any last comments that you can say about the free to go rollator?
Please just check out the free to go mobility website. We have videos on there. It shows how you use the free to go rollator. It simply just rolls over any height toilet. It's your regular standard rolling walker. Roll it over any height toilet. Set the brakes. Lift up the padded seat. It exposes the commode seat, which is your raised toilet seat function. The frame of the rollator is your toilet safety frame. And then there's a pouch there for cleaning wipes. And you, when you're done, you put the seat down and no one needs to know you have any issues.
You can't see that toilet seat.
Can't see it. It's awesome.
It's amazing. It's like hidden under there. I was looking for it, but it's a great, I mean, it's a basic thing. We all have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And I love talking about it.
See, now I've got you passionate about it, too.
Yeah, but it's just a basic need.
Yes.
When we go out, everybody uses a public bathroom at some point.
Yes.
And it's really needed. And if worst case, if you don't need it, it's still a rollator.
Right, exactly. And it's extremely well-built. It's 300-pound weight capacity as well. That's key to know. And then also, we will be manufacturing a bariatric, which will go up to 500 pounds. But at this point, we're not there yet.
Wow.
But we hope that we can
and
do
that
soon.
And you won an award, too.
Yes, it has. My story was submitted to Home Care Magazine, which is for home medical equipment and home care professionals. I wrote a story about, and we were Home Care Story of the Year winner 2016, and also second place winner at MedTrade Spring Innovative Retail Product Awards.
And Leslie Wong here from Free to Go Mobility. Give us your phone number besides the website. We already give it out. What's your phone number?
It is 844-324-8228.
And caller anytime, if not, look at him in Generations Magazine.
Yes, it's in Generations Magazine. Yeah.
Thank
this
you
month.
Very much.
Thank you.
Have a great time with Leslie in Hawaii. Thanks. And I know you got to get back to the mainland. But so, everybody, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.